I loved school. However, I started school in September 56.
Mm-hmm.
In October 56, October 56 was the time of the Hungarian Revolution.
Yep.
It was a big deal. However, when I started school in September 56, there were 32 girls in my class. When we went back to school after the revolution in March 57, there were 8 girls in my class.
Wow.
24 left the country with their families. We couldn't do it. My granny was old and not very well. And escaping Hungary was not an easy thing to do. You had to walk for miles to cross the border, so we couldn't do that. So we stayed until we were allowed to leave legally in January 59. Yes. Remember I told you that when I was about 7 years old, our teacher asked us about the profession of our parents.
Yeah.
I didn't know it then, but we discovered it later, what was the purpose of this whole exercise. When I was 7 and a half, going on 8, I got expelled from school. No proper reason for it. I was top of my class, I wasn't playing truant, I was not badly behaved, and I was not the only one expelled. Something like a large percentage, something like 25 to 30% of all the kids were expelled from school, which was made into a special school of excellence. And we eventually discovered why the communist regime decided to expel nearly 30% of all the kids from a particular school of excellence. And the reason for that was that all the kids who were expelled, their parents were sort of middle class, neither peasants nor laborers.
Mm.
But there may have been a lawyer. In my case, my dead father, mind you, my dead father was an accountant.
Right.
Which I didn't even know. But apparently, the teacher found out from my aunt. And as a result, I got expelled from the school. But it didn't make any difference because I went to a school which, in my opinion, was better.
Yeah.
Much more pleasant. And did not take into consideration that I was not worthy of being in a school because my father was not a peasant or a laborer.
Wow.
Nice reaction. Yeah. That was the communist regime for you.